This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com. I'm here with Calhoun County, Alabama Sheriff Larry Amerson, the president of the National Sheriff's Association. Thank you for joining us today, Sheriff Amerson.
Glad to be with you.
The NSA's 2013 annual conference will be held from June 20th to June 26th in Charlotte, North Carolina, later this month. What are some of the key issues being highlighted during the conference this year?
We have a number of things we're going to do at the conference. We try to pack it full of events and activities for our members to expand their knowledge and to have a good time. One item of note is our keynote speaker this year is Simon Perry. He's retired Israeli police brigadier general. He's currently also a PhD, and he's a professor at the Israeli university there, the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and he's going to talk to us about terrorism issues, and unfortunately that continues to be something we all have to pay attention to, and the Israelis are the foremost experienced people in the world, we all know. But we're working on that. One thing we're doing a little different this year is we're having a two-day symposium at the end of the conference, and our goal there is we're offering three tracks, one on jails, court security, actually four, homeland security and leadership, and our goal is to have training, especially for regional training for folks who may be in driving distance of the conference. They can come in for that two-day session and get some specific training on areas that might be of concern for the local sheriff.
Very nice. So you guys are actually doing, a lot of times you hear of pre-training in the pre-conference, but you guys are actually doing the training near the end.
We're doing it on the end, and the opportunity, we encourage people to come in for the last day of the vendor hall, see what's happening there, and then participate in the 2 days of training. One big focus we've had at NSA this year is on the issue of jails. Sheriffs operate more than 80% of the jails across this country. We are the hometown expert, if you will, but we are trying to take advantage of that, and one of the focuses we've had is working with Gary DeLand and Tate McCotter from Utah. We are focusing on a constitutionally operated jail, and what we mean by that is a jail where we're complying with the law as our courts have interpreted it. And those jails that participate are legal-based guidelines. You can get a database where you compare those policies and procedures in your jail with the court decisions that have been rendered by the various courts around the country, from the Supreme Court on down to your local courts. What that does for a sheriff is it ensures that our policies are in line with what the courts have directed us to do, and we're operating our jails in a very legally safe environment, and that we train our people in a way that complies with that legal-based guideline. So it's certainly important for all of us to do the best we can in that regard.
Okay. And what are some of the, I guess, legislative issues that you guys have kept an eye on?
Well, obviously this past year, the Second Amendment and related issues about firearms ownership and carry has been a big deal, and as we've moved along, we're now immigration is obviously a hot topic across the country.
Yeah.
The National Sheriff's Association has taken a position several years ago that first, that we believe that our borders should be secured, that that's a critical part of making our country safe. The second part is, as NSA has said to those people here, that we don't see, we see that it's certainly a viable issue to look at a pathway to citizenship. And that's there's a lot of people with a lot of different opinions in that area. But it's important that we keep these on the front burner for discussion, and we try to work with our leaders in Congress to come up with a workable solution. But again, I want to emphasize that we believe that securing the border is the critical foundation piece of this effort.
Okay, and lastly, what are some of the main challenges that sheriffs face today and that their deputies face? And I guess, what are you guys doing to educate further and help support the sheriffs further?
Education is critical. As I mentioned, this symposium, we're trying to expand that. One thing I didn't mention earlier is we're offering a jail executive training. We're offering jail officer training, court security training. That's one part of our country's security is sometimes overlooked, but the tragedies that happened this year in Texas where prosecutors were killed at the courthouse and at their home, that's an important aspect of our courts to make sure that they run appropriately and that they run safely. So sheriffs are typically an integral part of that security process, so we want to make sure our sheriffs understand about courthouse security issues. We offer the opportunity to have an assessment made for your local courthouse so you can have some outside eyes, some outside experts look at your physical security and your procedures to make sure that those courtrooms are safe and secure and the people who come to the courthouse to do their business can do so safely. But at the end of the day, every sheriff is a leader. They were selected by their people in their county, and it's important that we go home from our conference with as many tools to put in our toolbox as we can.
Okay, well, I thank you for joining us today, Sheriff Amerson, and good luck at the conference later this month.
Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing sheriffs from around the country and others there. We have a lot of law enforcement attendance, and we're excited to have a great conference in Charlotte.
Okay, thank you.